Yesterday, US student Otto Warmbier died tragically after finally being returned home from prison in North Korea. Shortly after being imprisoned last year, he lost blood circulation to his brain and he's remained in a coma. North Korea admitted this only recently and finally returned him to the US this week. The Wire's Tom Johnston spoke to Korean politics expert Dr. Leonid Petrov, about how events unfolded and what political repercussions Warmbier's death may have.
Well, I think the life of Otto Warmbier has ignited the discussion and diplomatic exchanges between the new Trump administration and Kim Jong-un's regime in North Korea. Before that, there was not much of discussion or interaction during the Obama administration's so-called policy of strategic patience. No exchanges happened after 2012. So while Otto Warmbier was alive but incapacitated, and while he was in North Korea, there were two groups which in parallel worked towards the release of Otto Warmbier. So it was the U.S. State Department on the one hand, and the group led by the former NBA player Dennis Rodman also tried to secure the release of not just Otto, but other three American citizens. So the two groups worked together from starting from April this year, May, and in June it became clear after Americans pushed harder that Otto Warmbier was incapacitated, and that actually triggered the immediate visit of Joseph Yun and simultaneously the visit of Dennis Rodman, and Otto Warmbier was released on the same day.
What do you think North Korea's plans actually were then for Otto Warmbier?
Well, with foreigners, they usually don't keep foreigners in captivity for very long. If we look at the list of American citizens who spent some time serving in North Korean prisons, it varies between, say, 15 days and, you know, 700 days. So within 2 years, most foreigners were released. And I think that Otto Warmbier was also planned to be released, pardoned, exchanged. Somehow he would have found his way home in the first year or maximum two. Had the American State Department initiated some exchange talks with North Korean administration, and whether even if there was not about just Otto Warmbier, but about other prisoners, there would be a much better chance to have Otto Warmbier at home earlier.
And so China has been relatively unmoved by this case. Do you think that speaks to how likely the U.S. will be able to work with China to continue to address North Korea's human rights issues and nuclear arms issues?
So Otto Warmbier was not a person of interest for China at all. So North Koreans treated him partly as a criminal, but partly as a hostage and probably a negotiating chip for the pawn for future negotiations with Americans. I believe that usually that North Koreans consider that opportunity. And it explains the relatively good conditions under which American and most foreign citizens are kept in North Korea.
North Korea hasn't exactly been remorseful about his death. Would you say they're to blame, or the U.S. inactivity?
Well, the result was tragic. I don't think North Koreans wished him something, any harm, any physical harm, but that may happen to anyone who is going through an extremely stressful process of a show trial without legal or diplomatic representation. And Otto Warmbier was devastated by the result of the charges and sentencing, and he simply didn't survive. And North Koreans played it in a very cruel and terrible manner, because there's no diplomatic relations between North Korea and the United States. So I would blame the conditions of the continuing conflict in Korea as the primary cause of this tragedy.
Dr. Leonid Petrov, he's visiting fellow at the Australian National University's College of Asia and the Pacific, ending that report by The Wire's Tom Johnston.